Zavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, and it is program number 379 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 55 degrees and sunshine, partly cloudy skies here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Ray Chinowski. Ray, how are you doing?
Great.
Very good.
Beautiful day in Wisconsin? Yes.
Well, awesome. I have to get your levels, was a little distorted here at first, but sounding great. Where are you at in Wisconsin, Ray? Where do you make home?
Glenview, Wisconsin. It's between Sheboygan and Fond du Lac.
Okay, very good.
Eastern part of the state.
Is that where you were born and raised, or where were you born and raised?
I was born in Milwaukee, and I was raised in Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. And then found your way over to Glenview, huh?
Well, I met the love of my life.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in Wisconsin Rapids at the time, and she lived in Plymouth, Wisconsin. That's just down the road from Glenview. So she says, well, if you want to marry me, you got to come and live over here. So we did. Bought an old farmhouse, and we're really happy.
Well, that's great. How many years ago did that happen?
2 years.
2 years. All right.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school then, Ray, as you were growing up?
My grade school, I went to St. Stanislaus.
Okay.
And then for my high school, I went 2 years to Pacelli and then 2 years to Spash.
Okay.
Stevens Point Area High School, yeah.
All right. And is that where you acquired the ability for music? Did you learn music in school, or did you pick that up on your own?
Well, I don't know if I got any abilities yet, but we'll try it.
Okay. Very.
My grandma and grandpa used to live with us.
Uh-huh.
And this is in the early 60s.
Okay.
And I had three, four uncles that lived with us also, and they played guitars. And my grandpa played a concertina.
Ah.
So when I was, young kid, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, and I would just pick it up and, play with them, play the guys, and my grandpa would instruct me. When I was 8 years old, I started with the Benny Gagas band.
Okay.
And that was a 16-piece orchestra from Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I was more a novelty then back then than actually playing, but that's the way it goes. So then I had a couple after that got done. Then I started a couple, two, three-piece bands. And then I started out with Dan Raflick and his Polka Pals.
Okay.
From Mill Creek, Wisconsin. I played with them 3-4 years. And then I was a union musician in Stevens Point, local, and the hall was upstairs. And then downstairs, Norm Zableski had a tavern, and he had a drum set up there. And I think I was 17, 18 years old, something like that. And he asked me if I wanted to play, at the reunion meeting. And I said, sure. So then we started the Jolly Chaps band.
Okay.
So then his brother, Don, was playing with a band called Len Chofern, and Len passed away. So then Donnie and the tuba player, Paula, we kind of formed this band.
Okay.
And we called it the Jolly Chaps. And then we played for probably about 15 years, and we made some albums, and we had old 8-tracks, and then we really got modern towards the end because it was cassettes were involved.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think that was 85.
Okay.
When we did that, yeah. But I don't remember all the dates. Tony Kaminsky, he knows, he remembers all the dates and stuff. I'm not a... I don't know about dates and stuff. I don't remember that stuff.
Sure.
So then I moved to Florida, and I was there for 9 years.
Okay.
From 2000 to 2009. And then I moved back to Wisconsin, and I says, jeepers, I got to start up again. So I played with this band, that band, and then now I'm retired. I says, well, we've got to get something going here. So Tony wasn't playing, and Robin Becker, and then I got Dennis Natterly on the drums, and away we went. So matter of fact, today, this weekend was 1 year that we've been together.
Oh, that's awesome! Now, did you play concertina all through the years, or did you play any other instruments?
Nope, just concertina.
Concertina, very good, very good.
Yep,
and. So have you been playing at all with this COVID business, or when was your last job before COVID? How did things work out for you?
Well, we had quite a few cancellations. I think we were down in Shirleyland, and that's in Auburndale, Wisconsin, Cherry, Wisconsin. And, that was just, we didn't have very many people there at all, so then everybody just kind of locked it up. But now, lately, it's good. We played every weekend in April, and we got a couple jobs in May. And then we need to take a break for a while because just for personal reasons.
Sure.
And then June and July is good. August, we're open, and September and October are looking pretty good, too, so right now. So it's starting to open up, And on average, we were averaging between 50 to 75 folks at the dances that we've been to.
Okay.
Yeah, it's breaking loose again.
It's breaking loose, and that's good news, you bet.
Well,
Ray, what do you play for concertinas?
I have a B-flat 1965 I got from Christy Hingles.
Uh-huh.
And then my C-box, it's Hingles. It's Jerry Minar manufactured concertina. Very, very good box. I love it. It's very easy to play and stuff. And then I got an old Paddock little squeaker, 102-key triple concertina.
Okay.
Called the Paddock Special. And I played it on a couple on the last CD there. I really enjoy that box, too.
Well, that's great. Is that what you started out on with then, or what did you have in the beginning when you first started playing?
Well, my grandpa had a, I think it was an Arnold.
Okay.
An Arnold, and it was only a 76, and the keys used to fall off, so he would take a book match cover and then put glue on it and roll it up, and then we would cut it, and then we would glue that to instead of the buttons, you know.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
But it worked, huh?
It worked.
Yeah,
it did the job. Yep.
That's the main thing. Now, Ray, were you pretty much then self-taught? Did you learn to read music, or do you play everything by ear, or how do you play?
Well, it's a little bit of both, I guess.
Okay.
Mostly by ear. I got to put all my credit to Tony Kaminsky. He's given me every opportunity to learn. He's got all kinds of music and everything, and then he records it, and he sends it to me, and I listen to it, and then we play it.
So, oh, yes.
That's the way we're doing things now. So.
That's good. And Tony's a great tuba player, and so many people that listen to old-time music and like old-time music, they always say to have a good old-time band, you need a tuba in the band. Great to have Tony along, huh?
Right, and also I would like to give Dennis Natterly, he's as solid as they come.
Oh, yes.
Very excellent drummer. Very good.
I was talking with his dad on Friday, Ron Nathern, he called me, and we had a nice visit, and he was telling me a little bit about Dennis there and his career and lifetime, and he's been a very good drummer over the years with, Gary Brigham and some of those bands, too.
Sure. He plays with Becky and Brian. He played a while with Brian.
Okay.
Friggin.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So, yeah. And having been a concertina player myself a little bit over the years, boy, you really value those two instruments that if you've got a good drummer and a good tuba player, boy, it sure makes playing a concertina easier, doesn't it?
You better believe it.
Yeah.
You better believe it. It's, yep. Yep, it's well, Tony's played with the Chaps with us. He played for quite a few years. He started when he was 14.
Oh, really?
And he played quite a few years with us. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah.
And Tony go back a few years. Yeah.
Yeah, and Tony's been around the block a few times too. He's played with Carl and Country Dutchman and a lot of great bands too. So that experience is very valuable.
That's right. Yeah, we're getting our golden years and. We really appreciate it, and I worked on the road a lot as a union electrician, and never home and stuff like that, and always had to be going on the road and stuff. And now, I sit back and when are we going to be playing next? Let's go, you know. So
you bet.
The plans are: I would like to get down to the Duncan Fest and try a little bit more Iowa way.
Uh huh.
And so yeah. Eric Mellis and I are pretty good friends, and like to get down in his neck of the woods there.
Very good. Well, Ray, we've already reached 12 o'clock here. We're a minute before the hour of 12 in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat of the week this week is a double feature, the Benny or Blazer brat and the Johnny brats, just in time for graduation weekend. They are so juicy and flavorful in the frying pan, in the oven, or on the grill. This week you can come in, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter, all week long, unlimited quantities. Lots of events happening this week. Yes, graduation weekend for the colleges of St. Ben's and St. John's. Congratulations to all the successful graduates as you enter the next step in your life. This weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking at the Brat Sale on Friday and Saturday, will be the St. Joe Men's Lions organization. Come out and roar with the Lions while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. Also, please excuse our mess as we have our parking lot tore up and redone around the St. Joe Meat Market. After 30-some years, it needed it. And this weekend is the fishing opener in Minnesota. And on top of all of this, May is also Beef Month. So many great reasons for you to stop in and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Ray, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package at the meat market and put that up and mail that out along with Chasm and hope that you and those around you, your wife, enjoy it in good health. How's that sound for you, Ray?
Wonderful. Yep, very nice.
You take nourishment? You eat a little protein, a little meat then yet?
Yep, That's... I'm on a seafood diet. Anything I see, I eat.
That's the best. You bet. Yeah. I like that. All righty. Well, talking about this brand new CD that you guys released, and it's called Ray's Jolly Chaps Four Beers. And boy, you guys did a nice job on that. There's 15 great polkas and waltzes, and what is there, a modern tune or two on there? Tell us a little bit about it, Ray.
Well, it's, as you probably know, it's hard to pick out the tunes, but the tunes that we played on there are the most requested when we go out and play.
Okay.
So that's what we try to do. And now we're working on our second one.
Oh, you are?
And as a matter of fact, we're in the garage right now working on it. Tony is he's the master on that one. He's going to record it for us and produce it and stuff like that. So we're working on that. And it should be out hopefully, maybe end of August, early September, somewhere's in that.
Well, great. Yeah, we hope you send some up our way and let us know when they can become available, because you guys have a nice-sounding band there. It's really, really good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're working on it. It's more towards the German side of songs, and it's working good. So far, so good.
You bet.
We'll have the same band members on there, and with Robin Becker on banjo, and Tony on tuba, and then Dennis Natalie on the drums. So
very good.
Hoping it turned out good.
And I should tell the folks just tuning in that we're visiting with Ray Chanaki out of Wisconsin there. Ray has the band called the Jolly Chaps, and just releasing this brand new CD, which we'll be listening to in just a few minutes here. Ray, I got to ask you, who were the concertina players that you looked up to as you were in your formative years starting to learn how to play? Who did you enjoy listening to?
Jerry Schuft was my idol. And then just lately, last couple of years and stuff, Donnie Klossner.
Yeah.
Donnie had some old music, and I really appreciate Donnie's playing. He's very good.
You bet.
And, Randy Dorschner is a favorite of mine also.
Okay, yeah. Over in Wisconsin there, he would be, because you guys are fairly close in proximity, so that's great. Yeah, great names that you're mentioning there. So some of the venues that you've, the ballrooms and so on, Polka Fest, over the years that you've played at, that you really enjoyed?
I tell you, all of them. We've been to Bel Ray and to Gibbons and, a lot. When we had the Jolly Chaps, we were on the road quite a bit.
Okay.
And, we played Western Wisconsin and Milwaukee and all the polka. We even played at polka at Pulaski.
Oh, did you? Wow.
Yep. They used to have an old parade or a parade, and that was a long one. That was like about a 2-hour deal.
Okay.
Just a parade.
Very good.
And we enjoyed a lot. We used to travel a lot, and we played quite. My biggest one, though, we played in El Rio, Oklahoma.
Oh yeah,
for a festival, and they had a tent there, one tent, and they had five bands in that tent.
Oh my goodness!
At the same time.
My goodness, that would have been fun.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to play on a TV show that Sunday. We played there Friday, Saturday, and then a Sunday, and we played on a radio show, a TV show, excuse me, in the afternoon. And that, it was quite exciting. And there was so many people there. But, and as the years go on, the polka fans are getting to be less. So
yep, that's right.
Nice to pay, I guess.
You bet. Ray, your favorite song to play. What comes out of the concertina when you pick it up? What's the first one that comes out?
Man, I've got so many of them. I don't know. I love them all, to be honest with you.
Do you really? Yep.
I really don't have a favorite.
Okay.
I like them all.
You guys use a theme song at all?
Not too much. No, we try to vary.
Okay.
We don't want to get sick of them.
Okay.
We probably got, I don't know, I would say 70, 80, 90 songs that we can play, and we vary them.
Okay.
Just from experience, I don't like to get in the same old rut all the time.
There you go.
I like to use a lot of different songs.
And I suppose if the people come up and request, you're pretty interactive. You play what they request, huh?
Well, if we can. You know, there's some songs now that are more country and stuff that we aren't alert of yet.
Okay.
So, but we do play a lot. Well, since with my uncle and stuff, we used to play a lot of Hank Williams and Jim Reeves and stuff like that. So we play a few of, you know, modern tunes of that sort.
Sure. Well, we're kind of running down on time, Ray. I usually get to this segment of the show. I ask the guest if they've got a special memory or an event or something that sticks out in their mind. And like I've told the different ones, I've heard everything from having the tires stole off the vehicle while you're playing the job to playing for the president's inauguration and getting awards. What do you have for us, for the listeners here? What event or what memory do you want to share?
Well, my greatest memories was with my grandfather and my uncles and my dad, and just every weekend they used to come, everybody would accumulate at the house, and we used to get together and play. And that's about, nothing has topped that as of yet.
Well, that is great. That is really good. Well, yeah. Very good. Well, Ray, we want to thank you for taking this opportunity, this time to spend with us. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again. How is that?
Perfect, Si.
Very, very good.
Very much honored.
Well,
very
great. And you know what? We want to wish you good luck with that new recording. I know how the recording business goes. So, it takes a little bit. You know, from my experience over the years, you can play it so good at home, or you can play it so good on a job. And then when you put those mics in front of you and you want to record it, boy, those little glitches and twitters will come out all the time, don't they?
Yeah, don't give away my secret.
So. Well, fortunately, it's not like the old days. You can cut and patch nowadays. Tony can work magic there, whereas years ago, you had to play it from start to finish, and if somebody goofed up, you had to go back and do it over again.
Yeah, well, that's how we recorded this first one.
Okay.
And so now on this other one here, with Tony being the genius he is, we hope it, you know, it's going to be great.
You bet. I'm sure it will. So have a great afternoon, Ray. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. You guys have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Si. Thank you so much.
All righty. And there he goes. Ray Chinaki, our 379th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 8 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 55, our current temperature. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Ray's Jolly Chaps in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 379th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Ray Chinaki, our guest out of Glenbulow, Wisconsin. And yeah, great guest there. And yeah, those guys are working on their next CD. He along with Tony Kaminsky and Dennis Nadherny and the banjo player Robin Becker, yes, working on their next CD. Hopes to have it out towards the end of August. So great. Well, right now we're going to jump into music by Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps. And Ray tackles a good one right off the bat. It's one called the Fritzy Polka. Ray Chinaki. Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps with one called the Fritzy Polka. And yeah, Ray mentioned that Jerry Schuft, his idol back in the days, and Jerry, of course, had a big hit recording there with the Fritzy Polka. It's old time waltz time, and it's the Meadowlark Waltz. Thank you. Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps with one called the Meadowlark Waltz. 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 56 now our current temperature here in Albany. Music continues with Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps. It's the Four Beers Polka. Chinaki on the concertina there, Ray and his Jolly Chaps. Great recording there of the Four Beers Polka. And that's one that Ray Conkle had a great recording of as well, the Four Beers Polka. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, Jeannie Bonfig. And yeah, Jeannie is, well, fun-filled itineraries. Take Jeannie B's Travelers throughout the USA this coming year. Highlights this year include the Fall Colors of the Ozark, Branson Holiday Tours, including favorites like Daniel O'Donnell and the Presley Family, also Door County, Wisconsin, Cape Cod of the Midwest, Westward Ho, including the Medora musical and Yellowstone and the Grand Teton Parks, the Black Hills, Ark Encounter Creation Museum Experience, Sites of Duluth and Bayfield, just to mention various places included in the 2021 schedule. Yes, Jeannie B., a busy person. She loves traveling, and she wants to take you to some of these great places around the United States. She's been doing this for a long time, and Jeannie does a great job. And she treats on the bus, too. Yeah, she'll bring along homemade cookies and little, you know, things like that just to brighten your day. So for more information, you'll want to give Jeannie a call. The number is 320-345-1581. Again, that's 320-345-1581. And, yeah, Jeannie says a lot of folks have been suffering from this undiagnosed symptom. It's called cabinitis. And I think we've all got a little bit of that. For a year, we've been locked down and not able to go places and be independent. And things are starting to open up now. And Jeannie, of course, with the trips there, it's a great time to get away. Check out the daycations. Yes, they travel to some of the area casinos and beyond for the day trips. And they're also starting, I think the last weekend there, they just did their overnight one. Casino sleepover tours are now happening. And the first one was April 28th and the 29th. So, yeah, check those out. Jeannie'd love to have you travel with. And let's see, what else can we tell you? Well, we're going to Medora with Jeannie. That's going to be in July. Looking forward to that. I believe that's, I think the dates are the 13th through 18th or 19th. I don't have that in front of me, but I will get that. But I think there's still room on the bus. So if you're thinking about traveling out there, and that is Pitchfork Fondue Festival out there. And I've heard from folks that have gone through it other years. You are sure to enjoy yourself. Should be a great time. That's out in Medora. In the Dakotas, they do some of these shows. One is called the Johnny Cash Tribute Show, and that one is very, very good. Jeannie's seen it before. They do a great performance. And there's other ones. The Music Band at the Chanhassen. They do go to the Old Log Theater, the Jasper Musical in Park Rapids, Minnesota. So lots and lots of opportunities for you to get out of the house and, yeah, get rid of that cabinitis. So, again, check that out with Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig from Freeport, Minnesota. And you can check her out on the web as well. Let me find her web address. So email address is jeannieb.tours@gmail.com. And her website is www.jeanniebtours.com. Very simple. Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-E, B, tours.com. All small letters. Very easy. Type that in, and you'll see where and when the tours are all going to take you. Jeannie B's Tour is proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps. Landler time, one called the Buttons and Bellows Landler. Thank you. Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps. And boy, Ray does a nice job on the fingering there on that concertina. Those are some good numbers that he's picked out on this CD. Here's a pretty two-step, one called Why Don't You Love Me? Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps.
Why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn out shoe? My hair is so curly and my eyes still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get near or further or closer than a country mile. Why don't you sparkle like you used to do and say sweet nothings like you used to coo on the same old trouble that you always been through? So why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing and a long, long while. We don't get near or further or closer than a country mile. Well, why don't you just like you used to be? How come you find so many faults with me? Somebody's changed, so let me give you a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do?
Pretty little two-step number there by Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps, one called Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used To. We're now at 29 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 56 degrees here in central Minnesota. It's the Shoemaker Polka. Great job there by Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps, one called the Shoemaker Polka. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 56 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler Brand Zero Turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And that Hustler, well, probably the original Zero Turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And yeah, we're going to do ours this afternoon. My wife and I have a date with the lawnmowers. Yes, we have two of them. We have a Super Z and a little Raptor, and she grabs the little one. I jump on the big one, and boy, that makes that job of mowing that lawn. It's just not a chore. It's really fun to do, and so that's why we'll get away with it on Mother's Day, huh? Yeah, and then probably still have time to have a bite to eat after that, so you bet. Now, exciting news from Kevin's Countryside. Kevin also took on the Eagle Power line of equipment, and that's battery-powered equipment. So he has that Eagle Power Head, which has four different attachments that fit on it. So there's an edger, and there's a weed trimmer, and also the chainsaw for reaching those branches that you want to trim, and I need that really bad. And there's one more attachment. I always forget which one it is, but there's four of them that fit that power head. So that's really a neat deal. He also has a hedge trimmer, and there's a backpack blower. There's a handheld blower, a chainsaw, and there's a string trimmer, a snow blower, and a lawnmower, a push-type lawnmower. So these are powered by 56-volt arc lithium batteries. Really neat. Kevin's got them on hand, and he demonstrated them to me when I was out there the other day. And boy, this is some powerful equipment. That blower, that'll take, if you don't have your hair fastened on, it'll take your toupee off, I'll tell you that. That blower has got some power. And yeah, great for blowing those leaves and all that stuff out of your rock gardens, out of your, out from underneath the hedges and that. So really, really good for that. The headlines inside the brochure that I got from Kevin says, gas power has met its match. It's low noise, low emissions, low vibrations. Customers demand it. Employees deserve it. So, yeah, pretty neat stuff. The power to outperform gas. And, yeah, there's some great reasons to look into this. Zero emissions during use. There's less noise and less vibration. The equipment is easy setup and starting. Low running costs. You just have to charge that battery, and it goes for a long time. It folds flat. All of the equipment folds flat, so it's easy to store. And there's no gas to store, so that's what's really handy about all of this equipment. So, yeah, stop by and pick up one of these brochures. Kevin has them on hand. He'd love to visit with you. He's got them on hand so he can demonstrate them for you, show you how they work. And I think you'll be impressed when you see this equipment by Eagle. It's a great line of equipment. Now, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models of lawnmowers, so if your lawnmower presently is needing a little work, maybe some belts or hoses, maybe lubricants, maybe you need the oil change or a grease job, any of that type of stuff, belts or hoses, Kevin can do that for you. And he'll make you a trade, too. He does accept trades. So make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers if old Bessie's getting a little tired. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. It's spring planting time right now. Kevin's a busy guy. He always puts in the family farm, so he wants to be there when you're coming out to look at this great equipment, and so you'll want to give him a call and make sure that he's not out in the field. All right. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 24 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 56, our temperature here in Albany. Another great polka tune by Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps, one called The Foolish Polka. Thank you. Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps with one called the Foolish Polka. It's Landler time, one called the Horseshoe Landler. Horseshoe Landler, Ray Chinaki and his Jolly Chaps. Old time polka time, it's the St. Paul Polka. St. Paul Polka, Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps. 17 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock, 56 our current temperature here in Albany. Here's one that back in the days that we used to play with the Ray Dronel Band, Ray would always announce it, Wer muss bezahlen? In German, that is for Who Pays Waltz? Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps.
Thank you.
Boy, a pretty waltz tune there with Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps, one called Who Pays Waltz. And yeah, if you enjoy the music that you're listening to there, Ray's Jolly Chaps, I do have that CD on hand. We'll have it at the St. Joe Meat Market and the rack there. And yeah, can pick one up if you're enjoying the music of Ray's Jolly Chaps. 14 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 56 our current temperature here in Albany. Old-time Landler time, it's one called the Overshoe Landler, Ray Chinaki. Ray Chinaki and his Jolly Chaps, one called the Overshoe Landler. And yeah, Ray does a nice job fingering all of those particular selections. Another good one coming up for you. Polka time, it's the Cherry Polka. Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps with the Cherry Polka. 56 our current temperature here in Albany. 10 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Going to do that with a nice waltz. Ray does a really nice job on this one. It's one called the Happy Hour Waltz. Thank you. Ray Chinaki and his Jolly Chaps, a great waltz tune there, one called the Happy Hour Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. 7 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 57 our current temperature here in Albany.